Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today's show is sort of a continuation of last week, because last week the show was the one that didn't get away. And in the studio today, because we are on the road, is none other than Gabby. And Gab, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So Gab, it's always great to have you because we're always doing cool things together. So I started making a list, Gab, of the things we've done so far this summer. We've been kayaking, biking, swimming. We went last week to listen to our cousin's band enjoy playing at the shore. But the one thing that you wanted to do all summer long was
catch a largemouth bass.
And guess what? We went out with our good friend Bobby Urich. Bobby's the president of Mega Strike Lures. And every time you see Bobby, tell me something about him.
He's always happy and joyful and always has lures for me.
Yes, he does. You know what? As Gab's saying that, every time we go to Bobby's warehouse, her lure bag just keeps getting heavier because he always drops a few new things in there. She actually received, we won't even tell you what it is because it's just getting on the market right now, but a brand new lure that Mega Strike's coming out. So one of the first people to ever get one is Gab. That's typically how this happens. And what did he give you for your head yesterday? What did he give you? It begins with an H.
He gave me a head.
A head. How about a hat for your head?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we started out and we went to a county park that was donated by a farmer, and it was hundreds of acres, and that was pretty, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there was the tiniest playground I've ever seen.
Yes, there was the tiniest playground that we didn't get a chance to because we were on a mission of bass, but that was the tiniest playground, so maybe one day, I'll make you a deal. We'll get back and fish those lakes and get you on that playground.
Finally.
I thought you might like that one. That was a good one. And you know what? That was a really cool thing that someone thought about, donating hundreds of acres so that it's there forever. So it's there for us, it's there for children and their children's children down there. And that was a really neat thing. Now, when we were there, Bobby taught you how to use two lures. Do you remember what they were?
A Mega Strike worm.
Yeah.
And a...
It's a Cavatron.
Buzzbait.
Buzzbait. And by the way, you did a real good job, especially with that buzzbait, because Bobby wanted you to keep the buzzbait where?
When
you
were above the water.
Right on the water and planing across the top, and you got that down perfect. And you use that one, and then you use the Mega Strike worm with the Mega Strike fish attractant on it. And how did he want you to fish that one?
So you have to reel two times, then shake, then wait 3 seconds, then reel two times and shake until it gets really close to you.
All right. And you know, one of the things that we spoke about, sometimes you might be fishing and a fish is following your lure or your worm all the way to the shore, or if you're in a boat, and sometimes they'll hit, like I've had some that hit like right at you're looking at your lure coming out of the water, and that you'll actually see one hit it. Fun story is, we were fishing up at Lake Champlain, and I was actually filming up there too, and I was at the edge of a bass boat, and I had my lure out of the water by about 2 feet, and a 3-foot pike jumped up out of the water and went after it, and he missed it. And I was like, what happens if he ever caught that? He would have grabbed it, my fishing rod would have been gone because he would have just taken it off with it. It was like just a really, really cool thing to see, but it proves that the fish will actually come up near the boats and the docks and all that. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So then, Gab, we move from that county park over to that private farm. And tell me, What'd you think of that farm?
It was very old and needed repairs.
Yeah, well, again, that farm, by the way, those farmhouses were probably barns, were easily over 100 years. But that land next week is going to get auctioned off, and that's not a good thing. See, one of the things we always do, and you say this, you never want to see trees cut down. And, well, we want to see if we can protect farmlands, preserve farmlands, so that they're there for everyone forever and ever. And that would be a cool thing. So we took the Joey B. Mobile and we went to the back pond. And what happened at the back pond?
Well, the first pond we tried, there was nothing in there at all. We cast out like 57 times, maybe more than that. There was nothing in there. So don't try that one unless you see fish swimming in it.
And then what about the back pond, though? When we got to the very, very back pond, what happened?
I cast my your fishing rod into the lake. The first time, something tugged, and I reeled it, and I lost it. I cast it right back out, and I caught something. It was pulling me, and I was holding on for dear life, trying to pull it with all my strength.
Yeah.
And then eventually I got it up, and it was a large mouth bass, the first one I've ever caught in my life.
Well, was it just a regular largemouth bass, or was it a large largemouth bass?
The second one.
I know, because, by the way, and I said this to you when we were driving home with Bobby, people across the globe would die to catch the fish that you caught yesterday. It was over 4 pounds. What did his belly look like?
Fat.
Well, he's got a big old fat belly, because the way that you get big is by eating a lot out in nature, and he sure did. And we took a couple photos with him. We were filming that for Joey B TV. That's JoeyBee.tv. And then what do we do with him?
We held it by its mouth, took pictures,
and
you always take the hook out and release it.
Right.
Unless you're a fisherman who wants to eat your fish.
Right, but we practice catch and release, because the way I look at life is, if we release him, he can grow up, or she can grow up to become a bigger fish.
And then we can go back and catch it again.
Right, and catch their baby fish too, so that's why we do it.
And we also did catch 3 tiny fish.
Well, you caught 3 other smaller largemouth fish, but the big one was like the monster. And then Bobby couldn't join us, and we wanted her to. So how did we end the day?
We went to a log cabin and ate the most delicious pizza you've ever had.
Yes, we did, because I know you and pizza, and you and pizza are personal friends.
Yes.
And I knew that that was going to be the greatest day, because the last time we were out with Bobby, you and Bobby had the pizza there, and I was looking at it going, and that was a perfect thin crust pizza.
Don't take my pizza away from me.
No, never, never, never. So this is Joey B and Gabby having a pure joy day, because you had to hear the excitement in your voice and the smile on your face after you caught that fish. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. Say goodbye, Gab.
Goodbye, and catch fish and release them. Don't eat them.
There you go, Gab. Thanks. And that's a great message for everyone.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's JoeyBee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.